Didn't mean to make you read in the dark, Taylor. Our scripture today you just heard Taylor read comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 and following, if you'd like to turn there. This is what we're calling here at Woodland our celebration month. We begin the first Sunday of the month talking about the fact that we can't really truly celebrate as believers the way we're supposed to unless we first of all celebrate who God is. And we understood what it meant to celebrate God and that God needs to be a part of every celebration that we have. Last week we honored our mothers, and in the midst of that we talked about celebrating relationships. Today, we're honoring our graduates, and we're talking about what it means to celebrate accomplishments. This passage in 2 Timothy that Taylor read a portion of is really the final charge from Paul to Timothy. Paul was Timothy's mentor and teacher, encourager in many, many ways. If you read through the scriptures, you can see that. And we're going to use this charge from Paul as a charge for our graduates, but not only for our graduates, for us as well today. So, to our graduates, you have learned a lot over the past 18 or 22 years, whatever it may be, and you have been through a journey. It's not just a means to an end. It's not so much about the diploma or the degree. You've gained knowledge and experience which cannot be taken away. Regardless of how much or how little you may realize it, God was with you the entire way. Now that you have reached this transition point, I know what God wants you to do. I don't know all the details, but I do know that for each of you, God wants you to use the knowledge you have gained and the experience you have been blessed with as resources as you continue this journey of life. This is more likely to happen if you're willing to seek and include Him in your daily walk, your everyday life, your decisions, big and small. It is my hope and prayer that you will embrace the fullness of the blessing God wants to give you. Lord, as I look at these graduates, as we share your words of encouragement with them today, help them to hear not what I have to say, but what you have to say. Help us all respond to your leading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, it was so refreshing. It was so good as I met with these students to hear Amber talk about she didn't know what her future held, but she knew she was connected through the Holy Spirit in a way and that it was going to be an exciting ride. Lord, help all of us to follow that example of embracing your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we talk about graduates, as we hear the speeches many times, one of the words that come up is wisdom. So I want to start there now. And as I talk about wisdom, it's referred to in the scriptures here just in terms of what has been learned and what Timothy is to do with it. But I want to touch on three different types of wisdom. First is the wisdom of books, the wisdom from books. And we're to thank God for such wisdom. And we're also to be willing to use that intelligence and to use it well. Not for selfish gain or to boost yourself up a ladder of worldly success, but to make a positive impact in the world around you. Today is about celebrating. It's about celebrating your accomplishments. And God intends that. But there's a manner of celebrating that brings honor and glory to God and enables that blessing of your accomplishments to live long past this time. Seek God's guidance now when, where, and how He wants you to use that intellectual wisdom. And don't sell yourself short. Following the wisdom that can come from books, there's the wisdom from experience. Since you've learned a lot from books and perhaps the internet, you studied and you took tests, but through this educational journey, you've had experiences you did not expect. Some of those experiences have been amazing. Some of them may have been downright horrifying. Most of them fell somewhere in between. But you had experiences every day. These experiences have been a part of shaping and making you who you are, Patrick, Landon, and Amber. today I encourage you to celebrate them all, good and bad. Allow God to use these and bless you in the journey ahead. And as you might hear quoted in other places, be brave, take risks. Nothing can substitute for experience. But I would be remiss as a pastor if I didn't mention also the wisdom that comes from Scripture through the Holy Spirit. You've been given a Bible today. This is not intended to be merely a symbolic gift. It is intended that you will open this book, read it, and allow God through the Holy Spirit to direct your path. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. These scriptures line out in detail how much God loves you and how He wants to have a daily relationship with you. It reminds you that God is always with you. These scriptures provide answers to some of the most difficult questions in life. It provides hope when you're hopeless, peace when your stomach is in knots, strength when you're weak. This scripture is unique in that it is the living Word of God. And if you've never had anyone explain to you what is meant by the living Word of God, all too often in churches and with pastors, we just use that as a phrase and zip on by it. But the living Word of God is what makes the Bible different than any other written word on the face of the earth. It's because if you take this, not only is it all true, but through the Holy Spirit, as you read this, it is able to speak directly to you and your situation like it speaks to no one else. That doesn't mean that it says something different to you than it does someone else, because the Word of God is the Word of God. But because you're in a unique situation, those words have a meaning that is relevant to you in your specific place where you are. So that's why sometimes maybe there's a story that you remember when Miss Penny or Miss Nancy or someone else here was your Sunday school teacher. But then there's a time now that you read that scripture and it may mean something totally different. Those words didn't change, the meaning didn't change, but you're at a different place and that Holy Spirit speaks to you through the scripture in a powerful way. Hold on to that, because that Holy Spirit will continue to speak to you regularly. And one of those ways, one of the most powerful ways, is through Scripture. So I encourage you to embrace that wisdom and celebrate that, the fact that God has given you that gift of wisdom as well. Beyond wisdom, I want us to consider relationships. And we talked about relationships, those of you who were here last week to some point, but you cannot celebrate anything in the way God intends to without celebrating relationships in some way, shape, or form. Graduates, think about the teachers you've had, the peers that you sat beside in class, those counselors or coaches, whether or not that was the title that was placed on them, that encouraged you to be more than you thought you could. I want you to celebrate and give thanks for them today, because you couldn't be here if it weren't for that. You should also, by the way, celebrate your parents, your family, those who've given you opportunities, and those are often the ones we take most for granted. Don't do that today. But also, I want you to consider the people who've made your life more difficult, who provided stumbling blocks, who may have even tried to tear you down. Believe it or not, you can give thanks for them, too, today. You will continue to face such people in life. In fact, Taylor just read something in Scripture saying that you would. Verse 12 says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. We will face trials and struggles and things that just don't seem right and fair in life. But because you've had those experiences, and if you allow God to teach you through them, you will not embrace things that are not true of who God wants to see yourself to be, and He will give you the ability, the wisdom, the power, the strength, the insight to be able to move beyond those challenges in life. But through your wisdom, experience, and relationship, God has equipped you to face so much. Today, take time to celebrate your relationships. Then the last really big thing I want you to celebrate is your opportunity to make a contribution. Luke 12:48 says this: "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Amber, Landon, and Patrick, you've been given a lot. And we've seen it in pictures today. We've seen it and recognized it through the diplomas that you received. We know accomplishments that many of you have made throughout your life journey so far. Those are blessings. Those are things that make up who you are, and you've been given that. And because of that, there's an expectation that you give in return. Some might read this scripture that I just shared as a burden of responsibility. I don't believe it is. I believe instead it's a celebration of opportunity. So you've been blessed with so much, and because of that, you celebrate the opportunity to make a difference in the world upon which you are cast. Landon, take this situation, for example, and consider it. You're given an opportunity to work side by side on an internship with the premier HVAC consultant of the state. Greater responsibility and more hours, at least for that time that you would be working under him. Would you do this? Would you say, "Nah, I'll just do what I need to get by. That's okay." And then, Patrick, suppose you're asked to work with a renowned architect in resurrecting the next structure at Virginia Tech, intended to inspire students past, present, and future to live out the vision of the greatest of that great institution. That was a slip of the tongue. I guess that pays me back for what I said earlier. So, Patrick, you're offered that. Would you say, "No, thank you, that sounds like too much work, and besides what if I mess up? I think I'll stick with this simple project, the ones I know I can handle on my own." Amber, suppose you receive an email from the director of the National Cancer Institute, who's heard of your research, your experience, and your ability to bring out the best in others. They're on the verge of what may be the greatest breakthrough yet, and he invites you to be a part of an elite team to focus on this life-changing development project. Do you say, "That's okay, I don't think that's my gift. I know you're the director of the National Cancer Institute, but you can't really think I'm capable of making a difference there. I'll just stay where I am and keep on doing what I'm doing." I think I know all three of you, even though, Amber, we've just met. I think I know all three of you well enough to know that you would not say no to those opportunities. You realize that those are opportunities that are gifts. Those are opportunities that you're blessed with. But at the same time, all of those would be opportunities that you're given to give back because of who you are. So I tell you today, Landon, Patrick, and Amber, you probably won't get these exact invitations. But the God of the universe has equipped you with wisdom, relationships, and experiences. These are yours, and no one can take them away from you. But the God of the universe is calling you to his service, asking you to use what you have been given and blessed with to make a contribution to the world, to make a difference, to help in growing the kingdom of God by being the person he is calling you to be. Celebrate your accomplishments today by making a commitment to build on these accomplishments, to be the person God desires you to be tomorrow, the next day, and the next. Amber, Landon, and Patrick, you're at a transition point now. And now is easier for you to make some decisions than it will be later in life. Because right now there are changes happening. That change is just going to happen whether you want it to or not. As we get further down in life, it tends to be that we get in a set pattern. And at that point, it becomes more difficult to just change a direction or to move in a different way. So I encourage you at all times, but especially now, to give thought to your future, to give thought to what's going to be important to you. As you celebrate what you've done, seek God, look in scriptures, use those relationships and those experiences to help God, to allow God through those things to help you see where you're supposed to go. And you already may know the physical place that you're supposed to go and what you're going to do, but there are uncertainties there for each of you right now. But have your eyes open to embrace whatever God brings your way as open doors and open windows. And we pledge today to be your prayer support and your encouragement. For each of us, this is a reminder. Most of us aren't going to be going through a graduation ceremony like this anytime soon. But God uses each one of us every day, and on a regular basis, there are things that are done in our lives, things that we do that are accomplishments that God desires us to celebrate. And we're to celebrate them in the same way that these graduates have been challenged to celebrate them today. Pay attention to the wisdom, the experiences, the relationships that you have, even the difficult ones. And then give that to God in a way that it allows you to continue to go to the places God desires you to go. There's each one of us is going to be called out to do things that sound risky, to do things we're uncertain of. And it would be just as foolish for us to sit back and say, "Nah, God, I'm not sure that's for me. God, I don't think you're calling me. God, I'm good for now." That would be just like any of the three of these saying no to the hypothetical situation I presented them today. Don't say no to God. He's talking to you. He's asking of you. He's asking things that may seem small that turn into something big. He's asking things that are big that seem so big that there's no way you could have possibly accomplished them. But you don't have to. God is going to accomplish them through you. Be willing. Be that example by living that type of life. You provide examples for graduates who need examples of what it means to continue to move forward in life. Yes, we can pray and we will continue to pray for each of them. But they also need role models to live by. Them. I would ask now that our musicians come forward. And as they do, each of you have an opportunity. In fact, I would say that each of you are expected, not by me, but by God, to make a commitment right now. We need to make commitments and recommitments on a regular basis to who God's calling us to be and what God's calling us to do. I invite you to do that. In doing that, there may be someone here who's never proclaimed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I would love to have that conversation with you. You can't be a part of most of what we've talked about today if you don't have that relationship. And I would love to be a part of helping you with that. The church doors open for membership. If you would like to join Woodland Baptist Church, we would love to have you consider that membership in this body of believers. But whether you do any of that, you can come forward and pray here if you want to at the altar. I'd be willing to pray with you. But even if it's just right there where you are, God is calling you to make a commitment or a recommitment today. And you, if you will listen, you will hear right now what that commitment is. Let's stand together and sing Trusting Jesus, hymn number 417.